turned on everybody's mic but mine. FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. We've got two guests in studio here this morning, and very glad to have them both. They're school resource officers with the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office. I'm going to refer to them as Josh and Casey, but first of all, let's go ahead and have you guys introduce yourselves, where you're at, what you do. First of all, Casey.
Casey Karpstein, been employed with the Sheriff's Office for about almost 17 years. Currently in the role as a school resource deputy, Sisters Elementary School, Sisters Middle School, and Sisters High School.
Wow, okay. And Josh?
Yeah, I'm Josh Westfall. Similar to Casey, I've been with the Sheriff's Office for about 17 years, currently serving as a school resource deputy. So I have schools kind of in the that are kind of spread out all over the county. So I've got Buckingham, just east of Bend, Terrebonne, Tumalo, and then Three Rivers, which is in Sun River.
These are pretty amazing assignments, I would think. It's very, you know, varied from other deputies' duties for the most part. So first of all, what drew you to these, to want to be a school resource officer?
What drew me to it was I've been working with kids pretty much my entire life. Whether it was coaching baseball, coaching basketball, I worked as a juvenile parole and probation officer in Crook County for 9 years, got on as a patrol deputy. The entire time as was a patrol deputy, I always wanted to work towards being a school resource deputy because I just enjoy being around the kids and trying to impact their lives. So it's, I think, probably the best unkept secret, you know, in the sheriff's office. You know, it's not like a lot of people are wanting to do that, but if they decide they want to do it, they definitely going to have to want to enjoy working with juveniles, sometimes behavioral issues, behavioral juvenile problems. You know, also I work like as I'm kind of like an admin in the school district. We're making decisions on discipline sometimes. So I'm kind of in the admin role as well, with, you know, I communicate a lot with our superintendent. I communicate with the principal, dean of students, vice principals, counselors. But what drew it to me is just I've always worked with kids, and honestly, behavioral kids, I really enjoy working with and making an impact on their life.
That is great. That is great. Josh?
Yeah, similar to Casey, I've had opportunities to work with youth, middle school, high school, through church organizations and other stuff. You know, I have kids of my own, that sort of thing, so really enjoy it. I'd echo what he said there. I'd also add, I think it takes a certain type. You want a certain type of deputy or officer in the schools to work with the kids. First of all, you want somebody that wants to be there, right? And we're in a position where we have a unique opportunity to get to know these kids and staff members and parents and develop relationships with them. Patrol typically, you know, they go to a call, handle the call, do what needs to be done, and then they have to move on to the next because the call volume is so high. You know, there's one after the other. But we're lucky enough to be able to go into these different schools, get to know people, form relationships with them. And it kind of enables us to hopefully have a positive impact and in their lives.
How many years is it, like a rotation, or are you in there for a number of years? Can you sign up for longer?
Yeah, so our standard assignment is 3 years, and then depending on the needs of the organization, typically you can request like an extension and go for longer, and that's kind of a case-by-case basis. But I would say in my experience, these typically extensions are granted because the relationships that are formed take time. So you can't force them. You don't walk in on day one and just, you know everybody. It takes time to get to know people, and I think the agency wants those relationships to continue.
It's pretty much for most special assignments. It's on a rotation, so sometimes 3 years.
But you get to see these kids grow up in a lot of cases.
Correct. Yeah, and Josh and I go to conferences. It's called OSROA, Oregon School Resource Officer Association. And, you know, listening to them, they want to make sure the SROs are no shorter than like a 6 to 8 year period, sometimes full time, because you don't want an SRO at a school for 3 years and they don't even get to see the freshman class graduate. So the relationships you build, even with the middle school, and you can see them through the high school, is a huge benefit.
Do you see, is this a help to children who may, you know, may, for whatever circumstance, start on a bad path, have a good relationship with an officer at a school, and be able to grow out of it and be a productive citizen.
Yeah, I think so. I think, again, it's a really good opportunity. And I think, you know, our goal, I think Casey would say this as well, our goal is not to go in and like hammer these kids and get them in trouble. And sometimes, you know, we walked in here and you see all of our, all the equipment that we're wearing, and that makes a first impression. And so, that's not what we're there to do, is hammer kids or get them in trouble. We really, first and foremost, want them to succeed. We want to help get them on a good path that can lead to success, that's positive, that sort of thing. So obviously there is an enforcement side, but we typically use it as a last result.
It's kind of like the triad model. It's the last thing we want to do is be punitive with these kids. People need to understand that we are still law enforcement, and our number one priority is the safety of the kids and the staff at those schools. And then it goes to, not only are we in law enforcement officers, that we do still need to enforce the law. Again, we don't want to be punitive. But however, you know, in our role, we act as educators to these children, and we act as counselors, whether or not we just sit there and let them vent and just verbal vomit everything out to us, you know, what's going on in their home, their life. We get that quite a bit. And I get it quite a bit, actually, in the high school, where they'll come in and talk to me about family stuff. And so, yeah, we are law enforcement, but we are counselors according to the triad model for SROs. And then we also act as counselors as well with them.
Have you had any good experiences you can share?
I have a bunch. But one that really kind of hit home with me was a couple years ago. I had a elementary kid student, has a really rough life. The attendance, because we sometimes we'll get attendance printouts from the principal, and they'll ask us to maybe go do a welfare check or whatever on the student. This particular student had an 18% attendance percentage from the year prior. And then about 3 weeks into it, the student was only at 5% attendance. I went out, had a long conversation with the family, and we're talking about an elementary kid student, where their brains are developing, they need to be in school, period. And so when I went out to the house, we had this long conversation with parents. I actually even brought the kid to school a couple times. And the attendance level by the end of that year was 60-some percent. It wasn't 100. I get it. But, you know, 15%, 60%, I'll take it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Anything come to mind for you, Josh?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is just listening. You know, I think a lot of times these kids, they feel like they don't have anybody to talk to, or they feel like if they do open up that they're going to be judged. And so I think my approach with them is just allowing them to talk, you know, not judging, just listening. You know, if I can be of help, great. But again, I think it helps to form that relationship in advance, because when you get to know them and you spend time with them and you have a positive relationship with them, it gives you credibility with them. Then they want to talk to you. You know, it's very hard for anybody really, but especially kids, I think. Like, if they don't know you, they're not going to open up to you. And I find when they open up and they communicate and they feel like somebody listens and kind of understands where they're coming from, that gets them on a good path, and that opens them up to, you know, being receptive to any help they may need or counseling or that sort of thing. So
you also develop that trust with the parents, and that's mm-hmm. huge. You know, I have parents calling me all the time on my work phone and saying, hey, can you meet with so-and-so? You know, he's, you know, vaping or dabbling into marijuana or maybe tried alcohol or something. And so we can make an impact that way and talk to him, you know, because the parents are asking us to as well. And you develop that relationship with the families.
What a great resource for parents.
Yeah.
And just to jump on that too, I think that's a big piece that he hit on with the parents, because parents love their kids, they're protective of their kids. And so if they understand that we're coming from a positive place where we want their kids to succeed, it completely changes the dynamic, you know, because if we reach out to a parent as an officer, you know, they're immediately, a lot of them, and understandably, they can be defensive or, hey, why is a cop calling me about my kid? That sort of thing. And then once they talk to us and realize oh, they care about my kid. They want my kid to succeed. They're trying to help. They're not here to get him in trouble. That makes a world of difference. So.
All right. Well, we've only got about a minute left or so. Let me ask you for any advice or what you'd like to make people aware of, just to the general public or other parents that are, the school safety zone is what I'm thinking of, you know, and folks that are dropping their kids off and picking them up, and for drivers around schools, anything you want to make general public aware of?
I'd just say be vigilant with, you know, kids walking to schools, kids on scooters, riding their scooters to school. I mean, those kids ride those scooters pretty crazy, you know, in and out of traffic. And so, you know, obviously follow the bus lights, you know, red light stop. Make sure you're not parking in the crosswalk area. Make sure you park, you know, shy of that so kids can get, you know, through the crosswalk. One thing I deal with quite a bit out in Sisters is the crossing guard complaints a lot, and they'll complain like a driver sped through the crosswalk too quick or didn't obey the crossing guard stop sign. I get that quite a bit. So make sure those guys have a tough job. Their job is to get the kids safely across the road, and we need to understand that.
All right. Josh Westfall, Casey Karpstein, both school resource officers with Deschutes County. It's been great visiting with you both.
Thank you.
Thanks. Oh, good to be here.
Shout out to, they're both natives, by the way. I mean, from Central Oregon for generations. So
yep,
there you go.
Yeah.
There's still a few left.
There are. Not many, but yeah, we're out there.
Okay. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks.
Yep. FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.